Now the Republicans will actually have the numbers to do away with Obamacare. McMorris Rogers says some provisions of the landmark law will likely be spared.
There's always been broad support around the kids up to age 26 that want to stay on their parents' plan, being able to do so. Also, pre-existing conditions. Those that have pre-existing conditions need to be assured that they will have access to health insurance plans that will best meet their needs.
The Eastern Washington Republican has been critical of the ACA, even when large numbers of low-income residents in her district signed up for coverage. McMorris Rogers says those people should not be afraid they'll be left in the lurch when Congress reconvenes in January.
Whatever happens, there's going to be a transition so that everyone can have that confidence that there's not going to be a cliff where they one day have health insurance and then they don't.
She also says it's time lawmakers have a serious debate about the future of Medicare.
The average couple will pay about $100,000 into Medicare in the course of their lifetime, and they are pulling out $250,000 worth of benefits. And I think anyone understands that that is not sustainable. So we need to make sure that we are taking steps now to secure Medicare and make sure that it is in a position where both current and future generations will know the commitment and will be able to ensure that Medicare is there for them.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is proposing Medicare reform that includes Medicare exchanges, where private insurance companies would compete with traditional government-run Medicare for customers. Ryan has argued that Medicare is going broke because of Obamacare, but this year's Medicare Trustees Report says the program would now be able to pay all its bills through 2028, a full 11 years longer than a 2009 forecast. They attribute that in part to changes in Medicare called for in the Affordable Care Act. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.